Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's that in the world? I'm just on some chill back shit right now. And what I want to do is something called Old Niggas, Young Minds. Part two. The skills I'm saying, I'm just feeling good. Too good for my own good, you know what I mean? It's all good. Waiting for my boy Posse to come through. It's all good. Yeah. I'm just chilling with this background music, getting myself riled up. First, I just want to say something like, quick, especially about the young niggas. Young niggas are just on the path. I mean, in a certain path where they can do whatever they want. We was at that age before. But our upbringing, it was some kind of structure. You can do things, you can't do things. Some know what I'm talking about. I ain't going to even expose myself like that, but still. What the fuck? I don't even know what's going on with the login, but anyway, it's cool.
Yeah. Damn, I had to pull myself into the damn show, huh?
Real talk.
What's happening, world? The game's fucked up. PGFU Radio, back again. It's Posse. Posse by my side right here. Let's get it in. Now, all last show, we talked about old niggas. But now, how did that affect us? Young niggas.
Oh, just
you saying that Lonnie Liston Smith over here. Everybody, excuse Hustle, y'all. You're a little mumbled, fam. He's off two flats right now. Young nigga activity. I'm off that drink right now.
Across at the same time. I'm just laid back right now.
He's laid back, but I'm a little pumped up.
That's all right. Go ahead and do your thing.
Man. I mean, young niggas, where do we get them from, man?
I mean, first and foremost, we get them from the street. Street politics.
Right.
School
politics. Streets. Right.
And, even music. Real talk. It's all about that influence of your environment. They teach you real quick what you can do, what you can't do. But as a young nigga, of course, you're going to have that testosterone to do what you want to do and shit.
Right.
Which is nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, that's a thin line with that shit, though. Because you don't want to be a dumbass motherfucker that just do whatever you want to do and then just get caught up in the situation where you can do whatever you can just to get the fuck up out of that shit. Rather breaking your own code or quote unquote code by giving up somebody, you know what I'm saying? Instead of.
Right.
They don't build that kind of shit where you just take up yourself for a man and shit. That's at least in my opinion, because so many people just point the finger like, yep, that was him. And they ain't even got to be in the interrogation room. It could be out in the streets. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. Yes, we lost the code of ethics, you know, our honor amongst thieves, with all of us being in the pit, in the bottom, in the belly of the fucking beast. It used to be a time where we pulled each other up to get up out of that shit. Now it's every man for himself. It was that nigga and not me. Let me go.
I think
a lot of that shit comes from the older niggas once again, though. Whether motherfuckers
because
are
absent, we know them older niggas that be on that stupid ass grimy shit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Young niggas will pick that shit up like it's cool. Like it's,
yeah,
just,
that's
like it's the okay
now.
Thing to do.
That's survival now, son. You know, it was that nigga, not me. That's survival now. You know, it's sad, and that shit's sickening, man. Between the vanity, the fucking lust for bullshit, it's becoming a never-ending cycle. Never fucking ending. And unfortunately, you know, you got a lot of niggas who come up, and they forget where the fuck they came from. I don't mean on no bourgeois shit. I don't expect for a millionaire to hang out in the fucking hood. But you gotta give the game. You gotta give the game up. There's so many motherfuckers who opened up the door and slammed that shit right behind them as if they're the only one from where they come from. You only gonna find one of me where I come from. You know what I mean? So instead of it being, you know what, I'm gonna take you under the wing, I'm gonna show you what I know, I'm gonna show you the ins and outs of some real shit. You have motherfuckers pulling shorties in for bullshit and setting them up for failure, sending them off on goofy-ass missions.
Intentionally.
You,
especially because
you know,
they don't
a,
know the system like that.
Nah, man, you don't
I
learn
mean,
the fucking just, system until you get in it.
But you
how
got
many
some
niggas
know,
that
don't know have a clue to politics and that kind of shit.
How many niggas you know beat the system, actually got out the game, and now they could give it to you? The motherfuckers who really know the game, they in the system now. You could barely reach them. These are the motherfuckers who are in Supermax over in Florence. These are the niggas in Clinton. These are the niggas in Joliet. These are the motherfuckers in Munster. You know, they're all over the fucking country, but they can't give out the game. These are the ones that the crackers are just, yo, nah, you can't talk to this motherfucker. Either that or they got a guest list of, you know, three people. They only got a phone list of 3-5 people. No one that they could talk to and give the game back to the hood. So, I mean, I think we need to realize that first and foremost. You know, second of all, because you have so many shorties out here on their own device, a lot of us, we raised each other. We got the game from each other. So if you 10 and you getting it from a nigga who's 12, yeah, all right, well, he know. If you 12 and you getting it from a nigga who's 15, all right, well, he knows. You 15 getting it from someone who's 17, 18. Nah, he knows. Don't nobody know shit in this whole circle. Nobody knows shit. And then once again, you have old black motherfuckers who think the problem of this is pants sagging. You know, pants sagging and saying nigga.
That's the main issue and shit. And that shit's
like
been
that,
around in the 90s and shit.
That pisses me off, man. You know, fashion, slang, you know, that's a part of our dialect as far as how we talk to one another, how we present ourselves. You know, it's a whole other paradigm in the hood. And people fail to realize that shit. You have a bunch of young motherfuckers who have nothing. Nothing at all. And they're willing to put their lives on the line to be something for a year, for 2 years. How many niggas you know had a good-ass summer and got their head blown off? How many motherfuckers have a good-ass run in the winter?
Filling themselves. That's the last
filling
thing
themselves.
They have on their mind.
Filling themselves, man. The vanity of it all. It's so hard to figure the shit out because you have no one to guide you. Like, look, fuck a $500 Pelly jacket. Because when you die in that bitch, that's what you worth. The $500 on your back, the $180 on your feet, the $200 on your legs, the $50 on your back, for your shirt. Like, yo, that's what you amount to. maybe worth $1,200. And then we got to go around with a fucking hat to all the other niggas like, yo, we got to put some money together for folk funeral. Folk mama ain't got shit. You know, anybody who's out there listening, you know, read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, if you in the struggle, you trying to come up, read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, there's ways that people with money raise their kids. There's certain things that are taught to them at a certain age. They're not given that. The fuck is that? You airing out some shit? Beautiful.
Out there in that sunny weather and shit.
Y'all see.
That's when I'm chilled back right now. But shit, don't mind me though.
But I mean, like, yeah. I don't know, man. It's weird. It's very fucking weird now. Like, it's gone ultra lux now too with the young niggas, man. Like, we used to have, you know, like a trapping code, you know. Like, we wore certain things during the day when we got busy. Then at night we get fresh, you know. Actually, one chick that I knew, she was a New York chick. This is when I was young. And she was like, you know, one thing about you Chicago niggas, you motherfuckers stay cute. We were the only motherfuckers who knew how to dress in the winter and be, you know, with swag, though. We always kept the good swag, but now, like, Shawty's getting killed and shit with fucking Ferragamo belts, Hermes belts, Gucci belts. You know, Shorty's getting killed over bullshit, over Robin jeans, over jeans that, you know, some French faggot across the fucking pond and made. And here you go, breaking your fucking neck trying to get that shit. It's going to come in due time. But no one told us this shit before when we was running out buying Iceberg and buying that faggot-ass nigga Tommy Hilfiger shit. No one told us that shit. And because we had no one there to tell us this shit, you know, we're running out at such a young age. Niggas was jumping off the porch 8, 9, 10 years old for nothing. If you would have told me at 10, nigga, pussy will be there. Just get your money. Then a different story. If somebody would have told me, nigga, the money will be there. Just get your mind right. Learn right. The system and see what they doing to you. And you know, shit would have been a little different. But since all that I saw was that my peoples were broke, and I had to be better than that. You know, in a sense, I was Colosimo from A Bronx Tale. The working man is a sucker, Pop. He is a sucker. And even though I still hold true to that to this day, I know that there's a different way of going about it. And that's the shit that I need to give down to my little ones. That's the shit that, you know, that we tried to give to Mook. You know, that's the shit. Oh, God bless this boy. If he wasn't locked up right now, that was the shit that we
were going to give. Man, that's a blessing right there.
You know, yeah, shout outs to Mook, man, out there in Texas. Boy got his ass out the shot and moved because he knew better. Unfortunately, when he came back, his brother was dead.
R.I.P. Blink.
One of my best motherfucking plugs ever. That was my nigga. So, I mean, like, we got no guidance and no game, but we got the finger pointing. And in turn, the younger ones under us saw the same thing. So they're like, fuck it, we're just going to go 10 times harder. Ain't nobody going to stop us. So now you have kids who self-medicate even harder than we did. They tote bigger guns than we did. Because motherfuckers ain't never sat down, actually, let's do some target practicing. Now they got bigger clips than we did.
For no reason and shit.
For no fucking reason. You got a drum on a 9, nigga. The fuck is wrong with you? You gonna
really
empty out a 30? You're going to empty out a 30 right now. Really? You ain't
a had a
25.
Mother that ain't on shit. They lost their three kids over some dumb shit.
And then, you know, another thing, too, is a little puss-ass behavior and shit. That little goofy shit. That from across the street shit. If you getting busy, nigga, and that's what it is, and it's wartime, get busy. Face shots, head shots, run up on the motherfucker. Cool. Not a puss-ass from across the street shit. That shit's nonchalant, man. That's really throwing shit up against the wall and seeing what sticks. That's really the theory right there. I'm just going to air some shit out. Whoever get hit, fuck them. You know, that's shit that wasn't tolerated when we were coming up. And for everybody listening out there, you know, me and Hustle, we from two sides of the fucking fence. We're from two different sides of the fence. Best motherfucking friend, though. Two different sides of the fence, but we came up during the same time, so it was the same theory. It was the same mentality. Unnecessary
same
murders. Unnecessary murders means you got murdered. There was no way in hell a little kid got hit and don't nobody know nothing. You know?
Because somebody got sloppy and shit.
Shawty, you got the motherfucking game twisted now with the no snitching shit. Once again, if you're a civilian and you see some shit happen, it is your fucking duty as a citizen to report it. Please report it. I'm handling mine. Report it, cause I didn't want no old lady to see what the fuck I did. I didn't want to ruin some kid's life cause he saw what the fuck I did in broad daylight. I was handling my business. All police aren't bad. Let's get that understood from a hood nigga's perspective. All police aren't bad. It's the foul ones that we don't like.
Yeah.
It's the ones who overexert their authority and their power that we don't like. Those are the ones that we bust at. Fuck them, and may they die slow.
Because they
I mean, like this.
Grade school.
Dude, man. Some of the illest shit I ever heard in my life. They had the cop come in one day in my class. I was like in third grade. And, you know, he asked, anybody got any questions? And my nigga Stanley's a little dirty-ass nigga, so you knew it, what time it was. You know his peoples was from where my peoples was from.
Yeah.
But we was out in Cal Park and shit, so we out with white kids and Latino kids and shit. But, you know, here these little black motherfuckers are. But, you know, he asked the cop, like, if you shoot, do you shoot in the leg as a warning shot? The cop told us straight up, we're all 8, 9 years old. No. When we shoot for one thing, and that is to kill. Some of the realest shit I've heard in my life. But now I don't even think shorties realize that shit. It's rare now that you hear about these little niggas busting back at the cops. That's ill to me.
But it was bound to happen sooner or later.
I mean, it was bound to happen, but it's like, God damn. It's like they got one part of it right, but didn't get the other part of it right. Because, see, for all y'all who are listening right now, you don't know, like, gang culture is way different. There's no loyalty to a nation or to a complete solid group. It's about who you came up with, who you know, who you get money with. Fuck the other side. A lot of the shorties, they claim insane. That means, you know what, fuck it. I kill anybody. I'll rob anybody. I don't give a fuck who you are. If you're not a part of this and who I am and who they are and what we are, you can get it. But on the same token, though, how many of these shorties now are giving each other up to other niggas? Not even the cops, but to other young motherfuckers. You're just giving up a motherfucker. You know, nobody wants to stand up and be men first and foremost. Nobody wants to stand up and be men first and foremost. And that was something else that we didn't get as shorties. See, we got the whole strength in numbers concept was right. but we didn't get the whole, you know what, I'm a man before anything. A motherfucker asked you what you was, you about to start throwing it up, nigga. I'll tell you whatever block I'm from. Fuck you. Fuck your mama. Fuck your dad. Homies, this is what I am. But it would never be, nigga, I'm a man first. I'm a man. You know.
Excuse me.
Take time out for this short chronic break. Once again, you're listening to TGFU Radio. This is Posse Hustle. My main nigga on the trigger, my Ace Boone Coon, my A1 since day one. You know what I'm saying? So we're talking once again about young niggas. The last episode was about old niggas. I have my own problems with older dudes. What's up?
Show still go on.
Still goes on, man. Got to rock out. We only get 30 minutes, but, you know, thank you guys for listening. You know, we're trying to get this thing together. Right now, it's a lot of train of thought. It's a lot of off the hip. If you're listening, you can find us on Twitter at Games F'd Up Radio, GamesFdUp Radio. You can find us on Instagram, same thing, Games F'd Up Radio, GamesFdUp Radio. You can find Hustle at Our Lord Hustle. Oh, man.
That's best for itself.
Hey, you know. Hit us
once
up
again,
if you guys have. What's
music,
up?
Trying to get heard, or videos,
yes.
Or whatever.
Yes.
Holler.
Yes, yes, yes. If you guys have any music out there that you want heard, you want us to just spread the word. Hustle is in Chicago. I'm in Cali. We have people in between and on both sides of the coast. Please believe. You never know what will happen. We start spreading that shit around. Someone to hear it. Pass it on. Let's do it, man. Really, this is all about helping one another. It's about coming up and just trying to figure things out. That's the biggest thing about the game's fucked up. You know something's wrong. If you use that mantra, the game's fucked up, you know something's wrong. Whether it's the dope game, whether it's the love game, whether it's the family game.
Oh, it could
the
be
whole
the most
game
silly shit you see out in the street.
Dude.
Tag that shit.
Dude. There's so much ill shit that we all see in the street, and it's like, what part of the game is that? Where they do that at? But we're going to keep rocking on, man. I don't know, man. With young niggas, even like the slang is different. Remember we was talking about that shit? Now, what was some of the shit that we used to call guns back in the day? What was some of the shit we called? I hate saying back in the day. When we was coming up, what the fuck we called guns?
Pieces.
Toolies, burners, steel, shit, the 4 pound. For the 9 joints, the 4 pound, the biscuit, the burner, the ratchet, the blicky, you know.
What they call it nowadays.
The pole, nigga. Keep the pole.
Where my pole at?
Where my pole at? Where my pole at?
I'm finna start a vine about that shit. Check out Hustle's My Frame on Vine. Well, the game's fucked up radio on Vine.
Yeah, man. I got to get back on Vine hard, too. If there's any hardcore Viners out there who want to just get on, any tech-savvy people who want to get on, holla at us. But, yeah, holla at Hustle's My Frame on Vine. Games F'd Up Radio on Vine. Man, dude, this is fucked up right now. Pole. I keep the pole. Hell, even when you go down Twitter timelines and shit, and you look at niggas like Young Thug and shit, that motherfucker said, no homo, we smoking penises.
And I never understood that shit. Like, why would any real nigga honor that kind of shit? A pole?
No homo. No
penises.
Homo, we smoking penises. In fact, the motherfucker... he was sending like warning shots to Wayne and then I'm talking about, yeah, we got them dicks too, nigga. Pulling out their little burners and shit. We got them dicks too. I guess that's how I call it, extended clips.
And I'm talking about that. I'm thinking they talking about the law with them.
Nah, hell no. Nah. We got them dicks as far as we got extended clips. They call extended clips dicks. Nigga, that's
the
gayest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Running around micing niggas.
That's gay as hell, my nigga. That's gay as fuck. And unfortunately, a lot of that so-so ass behavior has to do with men not being in the household. You know, I know we talk about this all the fucking time, but it has to do with men not being in the household, man. Just for someone to look at your ass funny, like, nigga, that's some gay ass shit. And I don't give a fuck what society tells you, what Barack Hussein tells you to do. That shit ain't right, man. It's not fucking right.
Nah, man. Hey, let me ask you something. You on the dashboard?
Am I on the dashboard? Sort of, kind of.
Yeah.
I could pull it up right now. What's up?
Shit. I'm trying to get into that shit.
That's
but
shit.
Don't mind me, though.
Shit,
don't mind me, though.
On the small table.
That's cool.
Yeah. But nah, man, you want to just plug anything out right now? 30 minutes went by quick as fuck.
But it ain't over yet, though.
Nah, it ain't over yet. It's far from over, man. I don't know. I think the next one, we're just going to talk about the solution to this, man. After this one, like, we got to talk about the solution. Like, at this point with young niggas, man, like, I haven't given up on young niggas. I'll never give up on my youngins. I'll never give up on my brothers and my sisters. You know, the whole black community as a whole, I love this shit. Being a man who's, you know, I've lived around Mexicans, I've lived around whites. You know, right now I'm in California in the Valley. Shout outs to all the Bay kids and the Valley kids. But, nigga, it ain't home. There's so many confused fucking Negroes out here. Don't know which way is up. They hate their mamas. So they try to fuck on whatever looks the exact opposite of their mama. Niggas that's screwed up in the head. Like, for real, for real. My moms used to, you know, call me a confused Negro. Because I used to want to put, you know, S-curl and shit in my head. Read the autobiography of Malcolm X. You'll find out all about the fucking confused Negro. You know, unfortunately, you know, I'm the one who's, I'm conscious enough to know that some of the shit I do is fucked up. Very fucked up. But I've gone so far where, like, it's hard to correct my ways because, goddammit, that's what I know. There's certain things I know how to do. I think that's the biggest problem that I don't want to see my youngins and everybody coming up under us go through. You're a 30-year-old man, and the first thing you think about to make some extra cash is, I'm going to go take that shit, I'm going to go flip this shit, fuck any and everybody and their feelings, putting myself in danger constantly. You know, it's bad enough riding around in the fucking whip that I got, being black and being young. You know, it's bad enough. But to give them crackers a reason to lock my ass up, that's the fucked up thing. So, you know, to all the young niggas who's listening, anybody who got a little young boy that they know, let them know it's going to be okay. Start giving them the game. It's never too late. You can't give up on them right now.
No, you can't.
But, you know, there's 30 seconds left. This has been TGFU Radio. This is Potsy. And on my side is...
Hustle. Hustle Demonics.
Hustle Demonics off two flats right now. Once again, I'm off that drink. I'm about to hit these motherfucking streets, though, boy. We on. Love y'all. Thanks.
Oh, good.
Yo, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. That's it.
Is you on the dashboard?
Yeah, I'm on the dashboard.
Cause I never could log in through the whole joint.
Yeah, cause I was like, oh shit, I'm listening to it. I'm like, he's like, yeah, just waiting on Posse right now. I'm like, yo, I'm right here. Tag me in, tag me in. I hurry up. I get to the jump. It was time to play me at first. I logged right in. Fuck it. Bloop. I put myself in. That was dope as hell. I was able to tag myself in.
That's real.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Shit. Plug the fuck out of this one, man. Plug it. Plug it, plug it, plug it. Wherever you can, wherever you can. I'm going to try to start downloading these and then taking clips.
If you're on the laptop, try to upload it through your YouTube account.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it off the Games Fucked Up Google account and put it on the YouTube. I ain't on the laptop right now. That's in the front being used for entertainment. I'm off the data. In fact, hold on. Turn off that motherfucking data. Hell yeah.
Matter of fact, yeah. See if you can share that on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try.
It should be on, like, right?
I mean, it should have been a promotion that went out when we started the show. So it should have been a tweet of that went out automatically.
Okay.
Hell yeah, man. I think that came out good, though, man. I think we had a good one.
As long as you come out just open with it, you're going to be straight.
Yeah. Really, though. I'm really going to try to download that and chop that shit up.
Yeah, it hit you on here. On your side.
Yeah. I wasn't too mouthy, was I?
I mean, you had to let it go. We all got to speak our piece and shit.
I hear you. I mean, like, anytime, like, there's something like, yo, let me interject real quick. We just start coming up with safe words and shit.
You know, man, shit.
Really, though, like, motherfucker, yeah, like, word life, I'll clear it out. Let you get the say. My biggest thing is, like, filling up that 30 minutes and not really taking a gap in between, like, something happens, like, yo, plug the radio station, plug the Twitter, plug the Instagram, plug all that shit, and then keep on with the subject. That shit is dope. I like doing this.
Was you able to hear that that Lonnie beat?
Yeah, I heard that Lonnie listening. Yo, hell yeah. He was on some old Quiet Storm shit. Like, nah, fuck all that, nigga. We about to kick it off in this motherfucker. You try to get bitches to call in, nigga. Hustle off them too fast.
I don't know, it's just something.
All
that's
you
all I had
bitches.
To say.
Man.
That's all I had to say.
Hell yeah. I don't know, really. Good done. It's a wrap. Was I too loud? Yeah, I'm sorry I took over the room like that, but we done. I'm going to start getting it organized so where, like, either I could be in the car or something doing it where he hooks it up through the dash on the website, and you know what I mean? So it's not like I'm holding up one spot, like, you know what I mean? You there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell, that's funny as hell. Like, we're still called in on the radio station right now, but we're still talking.
I swear.
What if they do, like, behind-the-scenes snippets and shit, and there's a few niggas talking? Like, honestly, I like it.
And, man, first, let's see what that premium upgrade look like. We could both come in at the same time.
I know. Nigga, you know what I really want to do? I want to do Ustream now.
Set up that live camera.
Yeah, and start doing that shit. They see visuals and shit. I'll be out there with a turkey bag of bud. Nigga, just bullshit. Talking hell of shit. Arguing with Dr. Boyce Watkins.
I wouldn't even argue with him, real talk.
You know what, Potsy? You know what your problem is? You're hard-headed, Potsy. You're angry and you're hard-headed and you don't want to listen to anybody. Fuck you, old nigga.
I'm like, hey, man, I know you bitch. I'm trying to use a bit of some money over here. I know you better sit your head down trying to get us paid over here.
Man.
Hey, great white hype. I know you better sit your head down trying to get us money over here.
Hell no.
You can talk about Umar or whatever and stuff, but man.
I know, Dr. Umar. How can you let us down, brother? How can you let us down?
Longwood.
Hell yeah, man. Man, I'm feeling myself so much. I'm smoking Newports tonight. Smoking Newports and drinking brandy. Boy, I rolled one of them earlier, one of them good time woods. Nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, my nigga downstairs got cookies, boy. I don't mean edibles neither, nigga. My nigga downstairs, little Oakland cat. He got cookies. You ever smoke cookies?
No.
Damn, y'all ain't up on the cookies. Huh?
Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. Girl Scouts cookies will make you do some, will stop you from doing stupid shit.
Yeah, them cookies, that's that loud pack, boy. That's that pack for real, them cookies. It's all types of shit. You got the perp cookies, the blue cookies, the motherfucking thin mint cookies, platinum cookies. And it's just going down. You got a dab, nigga. When you come out here,
looking for it.
Mm-mm. You ain't ready for dabbing yet. You don't even got a setup for dab yet. Don't even trip. When you come out here, nigga, I'm going to dab you out, boy. You come out here, I'll have a dab set ready for you. Either way it go, I'll have a dab set ready. I got a nigga on one complex who got a dab set. Got somebody on the next. I got two, three people on the next block who got dab sets. Nigga, weed is good. Like, you come out here, weed is your last problem, for real.
Man, I'm feeling
John Blaze.
Are you aware of this band called King Missile?
From who?
King Missile.
Nah.
This is 90s. But he made an unforgettable band song.
Oh, shit.
It's called Detachable Penis.
What the fuck? Detachable penis.
You gotta check it out because there's a funny story.
Is that one of them niggas who was on Uncut?
No, it was on MTV.
Oh. I'm gonna check that shit out. Detachable penis. Wait, hold on.
Shit, I'm still on the dash.
Hey, yo, let me see if I can get out this motherfucking and then upload this. Keep texting me, though. Keep texting me throughout.
Yeah, I'm finna try and share that. Well, it gotta take some time to load up.
What's up?
You gotta take some time for the audio to load up.
Yeah. That's what happened last time.
Yeah.
All right, then, cool. Yeah, I'm gonna let it go. I'm just gonna put the phone down and let it run. Hopefully, it'll go. In fact, hold on. All right, I'll turn the data back on. I'm going to hit you in a few, or just hit me up.
All right, man.
All right, man. 100.